which is mammoth. The only black person. And I'm a woman. So you can imagine how that set with me, that that would happen. And I found out, actually, by accident. Someone told me by accident. And I was just blown away. I just could not believe it. I couldn't wrap my mind around that. They spoke about this without my knowledge, like I was some kind of modern day slave or something, unable to decide for myself whether I wanted to do the job I actually created. Well, you know, the Lord has his way of letting me get very uncomfortable with the situation to breathe some fire in me, because he knows my propensity to be loyal, to give people the benefit of the doubt, and to understand the demons they possess. I had already planned to leave anyway, but that was my reminder not to ever get comfortable there, no matter how much success I was having at the moment, nor the kudos I was receiving from other people. So just 1 year prior, I'd taken on another huge endeavor of going back to college full time. So there I was doing that, school, and ministry, and artistry, and being a mother, and the whole nine. I still made Dean's List. Success. That wasn't easy. It was a full-time active momhood and full-time job, but I did it. The spring of 2018, I added, on top of that, voiceover school. I added that to my basket. I wanted to learn it as a trade. I had a divinely inspired plan for business, and although I'd done voiceover in the past, I knew I needed to understand it more technically, and also I knew I needed to be mentored and instructed in the business aspect of the craft. I had acted for years. I've been in acting. Started in musical theater and, you know, done film, commercial, all of that. Yet, I knew that voiceover was different from that, and I really wanted to learn it. So I added that to my basket, and I actually, at that time, I felt a sense of urgency. So I fast-tracked it. I fast-tracked the program. I completed the program early. So that when I left that job, I would have a situation in place. So college continued, and building my business and motherhood and ministry forever and always, those two. And when I say ministry, let me just put a pin here. When I say ministry, I'm talking about living it. I'm not talking about perfection, because that's not possible with anyone, let alone with me. And it's not something that God is looking for from us anyway. So I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about a constant and consistent prayer life. I'm talking about studying the Holy Word so that I could rightly divide it. And I'm talking about holding myself accountable, even more so than I hold others accountable to that Word. I'm talking about mentoring other people and evangelizing to other people and prophesying to other people. That's ministry. And honestly, that's probably ministry some might say is quote unquote successful. Some might say. Because there again, no one paid or pays me to do it. Yet I live it and I breathe it daily. And I do that with the help of the Most High. Have I struggled? Of course I have. Hell yeah. When I divorced my son's father 17 years ago, I had a 2-year-old and a newborn at home. And I was making about $24,000 a year. Now that was sad even back then. It almost wasn't even worth it for me to go to work only to have to pay daycare for two. But I had a mortgage, I had a car note, utilities, insurance, all the stuff that two incomes were handling without issue. And now here I was doing it alone. You know what it is. I mean, it's life. Life was happening, and I had to shift and move and make things happen while not losing my dignity. I had plenty of financial woes back then, but I never gave up. When I would look into those little faces, it kept me going. It kept me alive. It kept me grounded. The best part of it all was that it ushered the Father into my life in a way that I had not previously known him. And boy, did I need him. And boy, was I going to need him. I had no idea. But he became, and still is, my everything. I route everything through him. I make no moves without him. No decisions. None of that happens without him. And as a believer, that should be the standard for quote-unquote success. But sadly, it isn't. There's too much of the world that has seeped into our world, unfortunately. But no matter, because these are things, these are ways that will remain in me forever. My business right now is still within the first 2 years. It has been tough. It's a new business. I am black owned, black female owned, and I'm in a highly competitive industry. Higher paying jobs and gigs come through representation. And I'm not seeking representation. I want all my little money. If you look at my resume, my arts resume, it is full with opportunities. Things I received and booked on my own, self-booking without the help of any representation. So I'm still in the mindset that I can go forward, just me, myself, and I, and the Lord in my corner. I'm still in business. And that is a quote-unquote success as far as I'm concerned. The pandemic changed a whole lot in our world for everybody. So it's not a surprise that I had to be flexible and move with the changes. I have, I did, I do, and my head is still above water as the Lord has seen fit. Success, quote-unquote, or more like the favor of the Lord is what I have, and I'll take it how he sends it. Over the last 10 years, I've been in several indie projects, acting-wise. And most that know me know that I'm very passionate about acting. I've been blessed to see myself on the big screen multiple times. Seriously, what a blessing. Now, they're not big blockbuster films, but look what God has done. Well, some might call that a quote-unquote success. Some might. I mean, I didn't get paid tens of thousands of dollars to be in any of them, but I made the most of the opportunity. And I left a mark professionally as a solid and skilled actress, and interpersonally as a solid and kind person. You can ask around. I have nothing of which to be ashamed. Now that said, if being successful, quote unquote, is sleeping your way to the middle for a decade or anything resembling that, then no. No. In that way, not only am I not quote-unquote successful, I am unsuccessful in those efforts because that's not a pathway I set out to walk. One might say that I'm not that successful. I'm here to say that I will never be that successful. As a matter of fact, I don't want that successfulness. And if I did, if I were that broad, understand that I can do it well enough to bypass the middle. But I digress. In truth, but I digress. See, I don't need that type of success that badly. Or any type of success, for that matter. Do you see what the Most High God has had me to accomplish in life already? Under the radar, under-realized, under-supported, under-financed. Please. So call me unsuccessful all day if you like. But spell my name correctly. It's Cheryl with an S. And the S stands for success doing it God's way. That's all I care about. That's called prosperity. I'll take that. I don't strive to be a quote-unquote success in the eyes of the world based on outward appearances. I never have. What I have is a life personally touched by God, in whom I include in every facet of it. Every facet. In pleasing Him, I've obtained all the virtues that no money can buy and no earthly person can bestow. Love, peace, joy, wisdom. You can't buy those things. He speaks to me and He speaks through me. That is humbling. That is amazing. It is He and He alone who can use me up, because only He can put back 100-fold what He takes. And He does over and over and over again in ways I don't have the words to describe. I seek to impress Him and Him only. He's used me to be a blessing in the lives of others. And if you've been so blessed that He picked you to receive love that He funnels through me, then you know the anointing He's placed on my life. It's mind-blowing. It's indescribable. You also know what a terrible void occurred when you lost it. And I'm not being vain. I'm talking about God's power, not mine. The fact that He would use me at all for anything is humbling. And I don't take it for granted, unlike some with whom I've been connected. He means too much to me. Some might call how I love Him quote unquote successful. Some, actually maybe just a few. Because godliness over worldly gain is not well respected in this world. But for me, quote-unquote success, any other way is fluid. Because the only thing solid is not a thing. It's Him. He has always taken care of me and mine. And I trust Him. I trust Him enough to do my part, but to wait for His open doors. And all the other doors, they seem to lead to compromise, and I'm not interested in compromise. You feel me? I'm earning my crown. A crown that's not of this world. And in the meantime, the rest He causes to be given to me. Good measure. Pressed down, shaken together, and running over. Keep God first, my friends. That way, you'll actually know quote-unquote success when you see it. Have a blessed weekend.